Milo's Pro Rewards members. Go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys Gridiron Updates. I'm your host, Smeltzy. Across the table from me, we got our other host, Rob.
Skull Vikings.
Skull Vikes. Hey, Skull Vikes. Rob, what's going on?
Not much. Just, you know, first week of football's done. It was an exciting week. Watched a lot of football, so hopefully the wife is still cool with that. But
Does she know you watch football?
Oh, yeah. I think she knew that going in, that this is right
it's
up my
part
alley.
Of the deal.
Yeah, yeah. It's part of the yeah, prenups.
Oh, snap. I got that all set to go. Returning with us again this week, Jake.
Hey.
I know it was a rough week for your not Falcons,
nope,
Ravens.
Not Falcons. Yes. Yeah, rough, but exciting game to watch
very
from
exciting,
start to finish. So, yeah. We'll definitely talk more about that. But I'm not too sad or disappointed with it.
Still looking forward to the season.
Yep, absolutely.
Not selling the farm.
Nope, definitely not.
Not selling the farm.
No, if you paid attention to any of the other AFC North teams, they all looked not good. So,
still feeling confident.
Yep, for sure.
All right, fair enough. And right next to me, joining us this week, first time on Banter with the Boys. Please welcome Matt. Matt. Yep. Fire up. That'll be his thing. If you see that, just know he's fired up.
That a boy.
Fired up.
Matt, just give us your brief, I guess, your football experience. You know, when did you start watching it, getting involved in it, playing it, whatever it may be?
Yeah, I mean, I played high school football, and that was kind of where I was at. And then I ended up, I started coaching when I was 21, 33 now, so I'm on year 13 of my high school football season.
Yikes.
Got the D.C. job over at Bloomington Kennedy. We're 1-1 now, but we're still going. I mean, you know, we coach together, so.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That's why we had to get him on the pod. He knows football.
And then
at all levels.
At all levels. I mean, minus like youth, but I mean, NFL wise, I'm watching every game, and my wife watches with me. She actually beat me in fantasy last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it happened.
We might have to edit that out. But I would not.
Fantasy. She's good, man, and loves Josh Allen. So,
attaboy.
That's it.
He's my guy.
Yeah. So we sit down every Sunday. We sit down from we're up at 11. We're checking our lineups together. Noon.
You guys get up for like the London games and stuff too?
It depends.
The day we sleep.
It's going to be the London game this year. So.
Fair enough.
That is
so
true.
We're
up at 8 on Sunday.
There we go.
Vikings diehard. Vikings for life.
That's cool, buddy.
Yeah.
You're in the
pit of misery with us, just living our entire life with mediocrity.
I mean, you know, when you go through 98 and you go through 2009,
We don't talk about those ones.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, something version like that.
And then, and then the following season, always, this is the year. This is the one that the Vikes are gonna finally get over that hump. Well, we're glad to have you on the show.
Appreciate you. Thanks, guys.
Will also be here next week with us, which is excellent. So let's just head right into our 5-game recap. And right back at it, let's just start with the Vikes right away. I mean, there's 3 Vikes fans up here. Sorry, Jake.
A little biased.
He's half Packer fan. Don't get how that works. Don't ask. I don't know. But
Wisconsin math.
Yeah, Wisconsin math. Yeah, we'll go with that. Vikes getting the dub, 28-6 in New York on that crappy field, but they got it done. They did. They got it done. Did Sam Darnold look like – so Matt actually has told me off air, and we mentioned him last week, that Sam Darnold's top 10 quarterback this year. We've both mentioned that he's going to be top 15 quarterback this year. Is that what we got out of him on Sunday?
We did. He had made all the throws. He started off the game 12 for 12. So you can't ask for a better start than that. And the Giants' two defensive ends, both of our tackles, absolutely dominated him this thing. Zero sacks by any of them, which is huge. Running game by Aaron Jones started off really nicely, you know. Jefferson was more of a decoy on a lot of plays, and the defense stepped up and made plays when they needed to.
Yeah, and they couldn't cover Addison. You know, if Jefferson's covered Addison, seemed like he was in man coverage every time, or at least beating the zone. Like, I don't know. He was just always open. He was always open towards the end of the game.
Yeah, they played well. So what did you think, Matt, with first game in?
Oh, man. So as I break it down, I wear a block of wood around my chain. During the Vikings games, because there's a lot of biased Vikings fans that I watch with, so I'm always knocking on wood.
That's hilarious.
You never know where you're at when you're watching the game.
We're going to get a picture of that for next week.
Coming down to it, I mean, I think the Vikings played really well. Love Sam Darnold. March 13th was the day that I said Sam Darnold's going to be a top 10 quarterback, hands down. I think McCaffrey wasn't going to start, but going 12 for 12, it just kind of made me feel pretty good. When you go down to it, I think what was scary for the Vikings, and I think what we need to really work on, is this Dexter Lawrence really tore us up on the inside.
Yes.
Tore us up. And when it comes down, I think Ed Ingram played really well. I think Garrett was okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't even know who our left guard is right now because Reisner's out. But
I can't remember.
But I know. But he scored, like, top Brandle? Five PFF, if you believe in PFF.
It's not Brandel, is it?
Yeah, it is Brandel. Yes. Brandle, yeah, he was a top five on PFF if you're into that. So
I mean, he's viable. I think truly the interior-wise, I think that's going to concern me. But, I mean, with Aaron Jones being able to be a running threat, a passing threat, even Ty Chandler came out and actually showed out a little bit. And even with Hockenson out. You got Josh Oliver actually made some plays for us.
He made one. The other tight end, I thought I'd give him a downgrade.
But Johnny Munt.
Munt, yeah.
Johnny Munt. I mean, what Kevin O'Connell said, Johnny Munt's going to be he's the best third string tight end in the game.
I mean, you got to have some sort of pride about some, right?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. I do want to know what you thought of the defense. The defense played outstanding.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Big tough game coming into this week, which we'll touch on later, but... They're going to have to come out strong. Do you think they're going to be able to do that this week?
It's hard to tell because obviously the Giants defense isn't that great, minus Dexter Lawrence. But then when you go, you've got Gink coming in from Miami, was one of Brian Flores' guys, and he got a pick six.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That
was awesome.
I mean, were you not fired up for that?
Yeah, I think they knew that play was coming.
Yeah, he read that sure. like a book.
They for sure did.
Add to him. And like defensively, I mean, I think Ivan Pace played pretty well. With the corners that we have, there should be no exception to being, I don't know, Gilmore, you got Shaq Griffin, you got
Mekhi Griffin Black. Was okay.
Murphy. He was okay.
He can improve, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Personally, I don't feel like they got tested at all.
No. They didn't, and that's what I mean. We can't judge them.
That's a tough grade.
It's tough.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, receiving-wise, what is it? Neighbors got 66 yards. That was about it. Other than that, mm-hmm. you got... Neighbors, and then you got Robinson, who had 44.
Yeah. So, a ton of targets.
Yeah.
Fantasy. Correct. Fantasy people.
Fantasy.
And, I mean, they did hold them under 100 yards rushing, too. Mm-hmm. Something to be said about that in the NFL, but...
Okay, Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
Well, when you're playing from behind, of course you're going to be passing it more than you're throwing.
For sure.
That's true.
For sure, and they were playing from behind early.
Most of the game, yeah.
But like, going into defensively, going against the 49ers, we're going to have some work to do, but I think that there's... something we can play off what we got. So, yeah. I mean, we'll talk about that later, but
Harrison Phillips got extended.
Yes, he today. Did. 2 years today.
So that was today. That was this morning.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't expect that to happen, actually.
Well, we got nobody on the inside.
I know. There's literally nobody else.
Jonathan Bullard?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, he was the number two. He played the three tech.
Well, then Tillery. Didn't Tillery get some?
Tillery probably got some clock, too. And then there's that, I thought there's a rookie in there, too.
Levi Rodriguez.
That sounds like him.
Seventh round pick out of Texas A&M Commerce, I believe.
Ooh.
And man, I watched a video on him and there was a hot take that said he's got that motor like John Randall. And there's some clips, man.
I mean, you did see some of it in I'll tell you, I saw some of the motor in preseason, especially against the Eagles game in preseason. I did see some of that. That's interesting. I don't know if I can go ahead and compare him to John Randall.
I mean, I don't think I want to get there yet, but yeah, I think with the 7th round pick coming out of a D2 school, I mean, John Randall was undrafted.
Yes, he was.
So, I mean, there's some play on that.
Storyline.
So we got some D-tackle help, and we'll see what happens.
Fair enough. Real quick, before we move on to our next game, the Giants. How sorry are they? I mean, are we? Are they full rebuild at this point? Does Daniel Jones need to go? The fans are booing him leaving the stadium. They're booing him in the game too, and the whole team at that. And Dable's all PO'd, you know, disappointed in week one. What do the Giants have to do to kind of? Because that was just straight up a bad showing all across the board.
What do you think,
against
Jacob?
Vikings team that should be middle of the road. Realistically, on paper, we think they're going to the bowl. They need to give up
a ton of picks and get Saquon Barkley back because they miss him so much. And I'm sure that they regret the decision of sticking with Daniel Jones and letting Saquon walk. Big mistake, and I think they're going to regret it. They're still rebuilding, and they're going to have to hope and pray that maybe Daniel Jones figures it out. Because the next couple of years, as far as quarterback pool, does not look promising for them.
That is true. Well, let me put this, though. So, say they don't take Neighbors, and who is their other options? Penix or JJ? Do you think Penix has to be the one? Is JJ going to play much better than you would, you know, expect him to?
I think if the Giants would have drafted JJ McCarthy, no way they're starting him over Daniel Jones.
Exactly. So, then who's your one receiver?
Yeah, they did the right thing.
Like, I felt like they had to pick.
It could be after this season that we see a change, but I don't see them making a change during this year.
The college trend is that the wide receiver pool of college athletes is just so much greater than it has ever been.
Every year after year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So you could probably just hang your hat on, I got a good bet if we're going to suck and I'm going to get an early pick, there's still going to be a super quality wide receiver out there.
Good point.
True, so you would go JJ, then lose all your games, and then get that Terry McLean in from Arizona is a top, you know, like
he's so top, top
he's
receiver
one
right
of
now.
The top, you know, next year draft picks and go that direction instead of going receiver first, then quarterback.
Yeah, because you have to keep swinging at quarterback. I mean, it's the most important position. They get picked, and I agree with you, but I feel like they were
definitely bought into Daniel Jones heading into this season. I think they were sold on Daniel Jones, the contract that they gave him two years ago, and like you said, picking between him or Barkley, right, essentially, and they went with Daniel Jones. Well, now we gotta stick to our guns, he's our guy, you know.
They prematurely sent him with a big old contract, right?
100%.
But in the same aspect, if you look at the trend with running backs, right, we're going to about 29, 30 years old, and you're teetering down.
Yeah.
So I mean Barkley coming off what, a couple injuries?
Right. I mean, so, he didn't have the best
he wasn't
injury
a guarantee
history
either.
For sure. I don't hate Daniel Jones. I mean, he tore us up. I'm sorry, man.
One game.
I know.
Yeah.
He didn't have a ton of time to throw the ball. That was the anomaly.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you put your money in a quarterback that's viable?
Right.
I mean, do you? My true option is, I think next year for the Giants, I think Dable's got to go.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think he's on a hot seat for sure.
He's on a hot seat. You give Daniel Jones another shot. He's got that wide receiver in Malik Neighbors. You know, I think the running backs, we got to play with a little bit for them. But, I mean, they're in the NFC, so they can pound sand.
And their defense was supposed to be better with, you know, Brian Burns trade.
Oh,
you know, and then Thibodeau on the other side. You think you have two top 20 DNs in the league.
But you did face arguably the top three tackle combination in the league.
We shut them down.
Yeah.
All right. We got to keep things rolling here. Let's head right into the Packers at Philadelphia, but not really. They were in where?
Brazil
on that slippery field, which ended up being a thing.
Yeah.
And I don't remember who it was. Not Kelsey, not RG3. Somebody came out and said that it's because, you know, they maintain the field and get it prepared for a soccer game or a football game, you know, which is way different than guys slamming each other on the ground, sliding across the ground for 60 minutes. You know what I mean? So definitely a factor. Were you guys able to catch that game?
Yeah, I mean, because it was on
Friday night.
It was on Peacock, so I don't know. I think I was looking at the shares. It was like 14 million, 17 million. So it was a little lower than the league average for viewership, you know, since of the subscription option. But, yeah, it was a good up-and-down game. I think I predicted it as being the 30s, whoever the winner was going to be.
Yeah, I think you said, yeah, you did
think. And it was pretty entertaining.
So you were wrong, but you were close.
Closely right too. So we'll go that direction.
Closely right.
Hand grenade that. So, but yeah, it was an up and down game. Barkley had an awesome game.
Yeah,
and AJ Brown had a really nice long one. Kind of shook off one of the better cornerbacks in the league, and then turned around Green Bay, and Love looked real nice all game long.
Yeah, Love did look great. Great, and their receiving core looked great. And I'm not talking about Christian Watson again. Like I've told you, I'm out on Christian Watson, and that's why Jaden Reed and Romeo Dobbs led the receiving for them.
They did.
Yep.
I'm just out on them. Josh Jacobs didn't look bad in his Packer debut either. I wish I would have gave him the ball a little bit more. Not as a Packer fan, but as a football fan, I think he needs to hit that 20 carry mark no matter what.
Yep.
I think
that was my take on it too. Like that's why I'm down on him this year, because I just don't think they're going to give him the ball enough to get in that
and why
mode.
Why do you think that is? Can he
just
not?
That they're a shotgun happy throwing team. They're just not at the ground and pound. And I like just kind of the same aspect we're talking. I was thinking about with Derrick Henry, you know, in that pistol formation where AP really liked out of like I formation or under center. So he gets that 5 yard running start. And that's where I think Jacobs, that's another, I don't think he's that great out of that, you know, shotgun
just
form.
Just the wrong. Oh man, what am I trying
offensive
to say?
Scheme
wrong, for, wrong yeah, scheme yeah, for, you know. For him, sure.
So, and I just don't think he's gonna get the ball enough to, you know, be that. In the, maybe later on, if they're up games and stuff, and they start pounding the ball, that's where he's gonna be effective. But I think overall, he's gonna be 60 to 80 a week.
Sure.
You don't have your outliers here or there,
maybe like 300 or 400 yard games or something like that. I mean, why did Aaron Jones leave the Packers? Right. I mean, did he get the carries that he wanted? He shined when he did.
They did.
But, you know, you look at Josh Jacobs, who came from the Raiders, where they were just trying to beat him into the ground.
Yeah.
His franchise
tag. Carries, yeah.
And I mean, they didn't have a viable offense at that point. But then, you know, Josh Jacobs, maybe he's like, am I going to get a little bit of a break? Am I not running those 20, 25 carries a game? You know, for a guy, I mean, the stats here was like 16 for 84 with 5.2 yards average. I mean, feed him the rock.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not horrible. You're averaging over 5 yards at a rush in the NFL.
That ain't bad. I always tell my football kids, you want to get 3.3. That's what you want, because by the time we get to fourth down, it's like fourth and .1.
Yeah.
You know. So
push,
I mean,
push. You're in.
And there you go. But you know, you figure Jordan Love's out for what, 4 weeks?
It's tough. It's tough. They're not saying what grade of MCL sprain he has right now. Three's bad. One is. So he's not ruled out for week two.
So then you look at Josh Jacobs' carries going up, and I think that's going to benefit.
For sure,
that's
with Malik, you know, coming in for him.
Willis. But, I mean.
Man, he looked horrible. Yeah, his one play.
That
he got. Deer in the headlights.
But you think Josh Jacobs, he's going to up his carries at least by five or more.
For sure, he's going to get some more volume.
And then, I mean, Jaden Reed, just keep feeding him the rock.
No doubt.
So yeah, get him the rock.
And that might be an issue.
They'll probably have to design like wide receiver screens for him and around
there. You go.
Like that.
Get it in a lot quicker, fast pace.
Because he did start three games in Tennessee.
Yep.
You know, and Mel Kiper, his draft year, said he was the best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah.
Who?
Over Malik Willis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Over Kenny Pickens, and who was the other guy?
Desmond Ridder. What is he doing now? Yeah.
The cream of the crop.
He got cut too. Looking at the other side, as far as teams, not the other side of the ball, Jalen Hurts struggled a little bit. Do they need to? I mean, he did still carry it for 13 yards. I was like, do they need to design more runs for him? But 13's plenty for a quarterback, in my opinion. They got to get him going a little bit. Those two picks, you can't have them.
Well, he didn't throw a pick all last season, or maybe one. And he had two, and it's week one going into this season.
Is that part of, for both teams, obviously, this would be a thing. But is part of that like the travel? Is that a different focus?
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
I can't imagine the mental focus you need to be in to actually play in an NFL game. You know what I mean? Does the travel affect them, you know?
I think it always does, truly.
I would think so. They said it was, what was it? It was like 10 and a half hours of travel or something, yeah. Which is probably more, there's more than their normal, but it's,
I think it was like
for six, Joe Schmoes yeah, like yeah. us, we would have been yeah, ready to play.
And it's like 6 hours ahead. I was trying to look at the time zone difference too. So it's like 6 hours ahead of us here in the central mm-hmm. time zone. So
it's just, it's more of what I saw from Jalen Hurts last year. And again, I'm in the belief that he played injured last year, to, like truly, because he just, mm-hmm. since week three, whatever it was, he just seemed like he didn't move as natural as he did before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I hope he's just knocking rust off. You know, that's what people are saying about a couple other quarterbacks we'll talk about later. But I don't know. I think I need a little bit more from Jalen Hurts for the Eagles this season to be competitive or to maybe even beat out Dallas.
And the other thing you got to put in the category was Jason Kelce a huge piece for Jalen Hurts?
Agreed. I was thinking that. I didn't really watch, you know, how the center graded out overall.
Jason Kelce's phone probably rang after that game.
Yeah.
It probably rang, whether he picked up or not or yeah. whatever.
Well, you're sitting at Buffalo Wild Wings with the
big Buffalo. Yeah, but he's also down. I think he's down like 20 pounds or 30
yeah.
pounds
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's done. He's probably loving retired.
Oh,
yeah.
He's going to go and do WWE like he did.
And people still talk down on Jason Kelce even when he retired. Like, oh, he wasn't all that. Like, he didn't really hold that thing together.
Yeah, but why would he go back? The New Heights just signed a $100 billion contract with Amazon or something. So,
yeah, he's not going.
The NFL's not paying him that kind of money.
No, absolutely.
And I truly think the Eagles are still going to be a threat in the NFC.
For yeah. sure. They, yeah, I mean, they have so much talent. I mean, I feel like Jalen Hurst is actually what holds that offense back. You know,
holds him back.
Yeah, I agreed. Yeah, I think he puts him in scenarios where the games are closer than other. Like you're saying, he has those two picks. But that's also Jalen Hurst, I think, style. I mean, he can go out and just absolutely dominate, but he's also going to have those games where it's just like, oh, I mean, are you for a top 10? Sure.
Not full consistency, like yeah. full consistent top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, like, you know, especially if you can get into his face and start rattling him early, he gets in that pocket. I think his eyes come down quickly.
Yeah. I will say real quick before we move on, because we definitely got to keep going. I will say that I still believe in that Eagles defense. They're still, most of them are still very young, and they're all, not all of them, but five of their starters or something are from the University of Georgia, and they all played together and won championships together. Like, I still think that's going to be a thing. I still think their defense is still going to come together and absolutely dominate this league, but I don't know. Yet to be seen.
Time will tell.
Yet to be seen. Did you have one more thing, Rob? You looked like
no. I was just gonna say they're middle of the road defense, best for me right now.
Right now, 100%. I agree, 100%. I'm still holding out hope that they can be better than that.
I feel like it's a team that's gonna have to be in the high 20s every week to consistently win. Mm, you know, so it's gonna be on Jalen's shoulders to make sure they produce. 100%. So
and they were this week and got the dub.
They did.
So. Next game, Jake, I will let you take the cake on this. Chiefs getting the dub 27-20 in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You're a Ravens fan. Why don't you just tell us what you saw, your feelings?
I'm not upset with the refs and the officiating. Even though right out of the gates we had four illegal formations on the first drive, which was pretty ridiculous. Where we had tackles lined up too far back. You could argue that it wasn't consistently called.
I would agree with that.
Over the course of the entire week, if you look at all of the games played, there were 22 illegal formations called, and five of them were against the Ravens. Wow. And then the Cleveland Browns had four flagged on them, too. Now, there's different variations of illegal formation. Obviously, the point of emphasis is on the tackles. But you'd still have the odd wide receiver ones. And they were flagging illegal formations on kickoffs, too. So, obviously, teams and the special teams are still learning and getting a feel for the kickoff rule. But I digress. So, officiating aside, I think the Ravens got away from the running game too soon. They fell behind by 10. And they're still close, but they got away from who they are and what they are. And stop handing it off to Derrick Henry. They put in
They definitely stopped handing it off.
Yeah, they put in Justin Hill. They were essentially going like hurry up, third down. And it plays into Steve Spagnuolo's defensive scheme where he wants to put five guys on the line of scrimmage. He wants to come after your quarterback. They're blitzing, and he's going to try and make Lamar Jackson beat him with his arm. And Lamar didn't do that. He got hurried. So the Ravens offensive line didn't hold up very well. Too, when you look at the stats, Lamar Jackson had more rush and ended up having more rushing attempts than Derrick Henry. You can't have that.
True.
I would agree with that. You need somebody, and looking at his passing stats as well, 41 attempts.
Yeah.
Plus his 16 carries. Like, so he's your offense, mm-hmm. which we all know that. He's an MVP. You know, we know that. But you need more than just one guy on offense. I mean, right. Running Derrick Henry, I agree with you. Going away from Derrick Henry that early seemed like a mistake. 13 carries for King Henry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my kind of take of is, A, Chris Jones absolutely dominated, and what a position they are.
Yep. What
and
a great game.
Just watching on the all 22, is they seemed to run away from him. That's when they had the most success. And Lamar Jackson, I feel, had a lot more design runs, especially in that first half,
for sure,
than I typically thought that they would.
And makes me nervous.
Which makes me nervous. So that probably brings down Henry's carries with a few more of those design. They bracketed the heck out of Mark Andrews. They were not going to let him. That's why you see Lively's numbers ridiculous because he was available because they were dropping down that safety on Andrews all day long. Zay Flowers was a little disappointment. Like that, I feel like they never really tried to stretch the field once.
He started out pretty hot because they were doing a lot of crosses. Yeah,
and that's exactly what you should be doing with a guy that fast. I can run that good of a route.
Yeah,
or like you were saying about earlier. About just getting the ball into the playmaker's hand. Get him in the open field. I'm going to make a play. He's that guy.
Yep.
He's that guy. Sorry, Rob.
Flowers had 10 targets, 6 catches, but he only averaged 6.2 yards a catch. So, is that a lot of behind the ball? You know, he had those two daggers or crossers, but other than the rest, he was pretty much disappeared from the game, I felt like. Bateman, did he drop?
He had the one big catch towards the end of the game that put him in a position to tie the game, which was a great call, a great throw. It was out of bounds by literally a toe. You know what I mean? Oh, well, what a play. Yep. What a play. But Bateman did he did have a big drop, didn't he, too? I think he did.
He did have a drop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then on the Chiefs side, if you want to throw out what you thought about the Chiefs game, or did you get a chance to watch it at all?
I mean, I watched a little bit of it, what I could. I think Pat is Pat, right?
He looks so scary with speed on his team.
Xavier Worthy is the new Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Yep. And then Rice, which I think you told me that he was going to be arrested, but
I thought he was going to be suspended.
They pushed out his court case to the end of the year, so he's going to be there all year long. Yeah. And with that speed, they're tough. I did think Kelce looks slow.
Correct.
But that's okay.
That's fine.
You got that speed, they have to respect the speed now.
Yeah.
But you absolutely still have to respect Kelce down low, too. And now when you bring in a guy like Juju, when he's ready to go as a slot guy, you know, I don't think he's going to be a big factor there. But now you got to look out for him, too.
Agreed. He just looks slowish a little bit. Yeah, I felt like I could see the age a little bit on him. But he's
coming to that.
He's still able to find the soft spot when the play breaks.
The scramble drills.
He still finds that hole.
He's really good at sitting and finding open space for Pat to find him.
Yep.
I mean, going back to it, like Xavier Worthy might be that Tyreek type body that they need. Travis Kelce, maybe the era's too, it was just a little too much for him.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just partying a little too much. Maybe it's not mustache Kelce.
Then you have Pacheco on the running side of it. Gosh. So that offense looks super scary.
And you look at Pacheco's stats, like he only had 45 yards on 15 carries. But you think, it's like, They're an impactful 45 yards.
That's exactly.
He's getting the hard yards. He's getting the important ones. And it's just like, it's like third and three. And you're like, they're going to hand it to Pacheco and he's going to get it.
And he's fast too. Right. So it's that dose of quick speed. All of a sudden you have to keep him honest too.
Honor the run. And then as soon as they honor the run, we throw it deep over the top.
Yeah.
When you got two speed guys, they're not open. You got your safety blanket in Travis Kelce that's just floating around somewhere.
Right.
But he's out there somewhere.
So how do you account for speed? How do you account for Travis Kelce? How do you account for the run?
You don't.
How do you account for Pat?
That's why, like, for me, you know, big news flash, but like for me, I still think they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl this year. And I think they have a chance to three-peat for the first time ever.
It'll be,
I probably wouldn't necessarily disagree with that right now, because I also kind of took a glance at their schedule, and it's pretty weak, I think, in the grand scheme of things. So as far as by the end of the season, they're probably going to be sitting one or two based on like the fact that their schedule is so weak and how great of a team they are.
For sure. And defensively, as long as Nick Bolton stays healthy, I think they all stay together this year.
Yeah,
he went down at
Jones,
team to
beat yeah. Reed looked really nice.
Yeah, Chris Jones.
And then McDuffie, had a couple nice
really
plays.
But, yeah, I mean, that's all I got for Ravens-Chiefs. Moving right along, we'll update you with our picks and all that when we're done recapping all the games, because I forgot to do that to this point. So
yeah,
we'll just do
you
it.
You don't want to even tell what the records are right now. Huh?
We'll just,
no, it's not that bad.
Let's go into it. The Jets at the 49ers. Rodgers did indeed play more than 8 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it was this season. They couldn't get it done.
Nope.
The Jets still couldn't get it done. A top five defense, you know, according to you, which I do agree, they're top 10 at least for me. We didn't see that at all against the 49ers.
They got worked.
Yeah.
You know, the Jets just never seem to get anything ever going. And then every time the 49ers get the ball, they go on a 12-minute, you know, play drive and totally take the momentum out of their offense. And since the Jets never got in the game. And that's, you know, the couple of different bounces on that one interception. Yeah, so it just wasn't there.
Breece Hall is going to be a big key.
Yeah,
he looked quick. You know, establish that run early with Breece. Did you guys catch this game at all, this one, the Jets-Niners?
I mean, I saw the tail end of it. I think it was the last quarter. Had softball yesterday. But what I did see is, I mean, I liked Tyrod Taylor for that last drive. I think he moved the ball better than what I saw Aaron Rodgers move the ball. I mean, granted, there was a one time Aaron Rodgers got a free play where the guy was offsides. He threw it deep. They got a touchdown to
Rodgers.
That's just veteran. Knowledge.
But I mean,
Tyrod's a veteran too, though.
He is. He started for the Bills back in the day.
He's a beast there.
I mean, I don't want to discredit the Jets yet. I mean, this is the first time that Aaron Rodgers has actually been on his first game, right? Since last year. Mm-hmm. And we know who he is. I mean, as Vikings fans, we've seen him do it. So I don't think we discredit them. Their defense needs to figure it out. Robert Saleh's got to figure it out. But when you get the 49ers right away, I mean, what do you expect?
You can't expect. And then Mason had a game.
Yeah.
Just pounded him. And by the time they got to the fourth quarter, that defense had nothing left in the tank.
They were absolutely gassed, and the 49ers offense was just pushing them back.
Yeah, 28 carries of that big boy coming at you.
Let him run.
Well, and we thought it would be a problem. CMC not playing? Uh-oh. But, no big deal. And Mason found out he was starting on Friday. Or something.
Well, that's
interesting.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. They're all the whole, like, when you have to report an injury. So that's why I think
some words
got changed.
There's some things that are weird about that right now.
Who's injured and who is not at these certain timelines.
For sure. No, I think the 49ers showed us that they are who we thought they were.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Straight up. So that's going to be a tough game this week. For the Vikes, but we'll get into that later. I did want to go back to the Jets really quick. They do have a bounce back game next week. They're going to be in Tennessee. I think that's a great opportunity for that defense to get their stuff together.
Yep.
I mean, offense too. I mean, the whole team. I think Robert Saleh came out and said that he's happier and more content where they are right now being 0-1 than they were when they were 1-0 to start the season last year, which is wild to think about. But then he's just confident in his team. He's confident they can get it together, turn it around, and have a successful season. And, I mean, you got Tennessee, New England, Denver. There's some opportunities there for the Jets.
I think that speaks more to the confidence that he has in Aaron Rodgers than anything else, because he was probably scratching his head and like, I got Zach Wilson now. How the heck am I going to figure this out?
Right, right. Well, remember last week, Zach Wilson's a starter. According to the Broncos GM.
So well, after a
Broncos
full
of three starter,
week, they
starting
might
quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. With that, nothing to say there. 49ers stomped the Jets, got the job done. let's look at our final game of the of our first week here. Steelers traveling to Atlanta. That was an interesting game for me. First, we didn't know Russ Wilson was going to be out. Still struggling with a calf injury. He's
ruled out for week two now.
He's officially?
Officially.
I saw he was questionable. He's officially ruled out for week two now? Yep. Unbelievable. So Justin Fields will get another start. He kind of did enough for the win. He didn't look horrible, but he didn't look that good. But he looked better than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. I would agree with that, but I still think he was horrible.
I know you're out on Justin Fields. I know you're out on Justin Fields.
Like, he just misses so many throws. It's one option, eyes down, run. Yep. Like, it just bothers me so bad, especially when you have, you know, your first option here, and then the second option is tight end over the ball, wide open in the middle of the field, and he just won't make the throw. Mm-hmm. And it just bothers the heck out of me. And he just puts himself in these scenarios, and then he's scrambling, and then... Then you get the Justin Fields effect. Is it this crazy 60-yard bomb across his body, or is he tuck it down and run, which he's nice doing?
Oh, for sure.
But he still makes that throw every once in a while that scares the living heck out of me.
I mean, you got to account for that scramble, whether that scramble is going to be for 60, 70 yards, or is it going to be -5, you know?
He does like to pull it really early.
My concern with Russell or Justin, like what the best option is, I mean, you're tossing a coin.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Russ back in Denver. I mean, you could almost guarantee that a win, anybody who was playing them. But when you looked at the Bears, I mean, I was scared as a Vikings fan. Justin Fields used to scare me.
He's still a little bit unpredictable. He's very predictable, but at the same time, he'll still do something that you're just like, what? And then it'll work, though. That's the problem.
That's it.
That's what he was doing against the Vikings at the end of the season.
How do you scheme for a wild card? How do you scheme for somebody that's you know, going to scramble? Like, you have to QB spy everything? I mean, Russell ain't...
That's what they did. They won high safety Robert with a spy man-to-man all game long. That's all they did against him.
And Russ ain't going to run anymore. Russ is done.
Yeah.
So... I mean, Steelers are... I mean, they're going to be better than Kenny Pickett was.
But if Fields comes out and wins next week, whoever they're playing, I don't know. If he comes out and can get the win next week, even if Russ is good to go week three, should they start him?
No.
Over Justin Fields?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. I think Russ's time might be done, and just let...
If he wants to be a backup anyway, he can keep playing.
I mean, he's made enough money.
Like, that's what I mean.
Like, let it ride.
Yeah, right? Broncos country.
Let's ride. Dude, that was so crazy.
Well, that's where the Steelers play this week, is the Broncos.
Is it?
Oh. In Denver.
Well, let Bo Nix.
So maybe that's why Russ is like, I'm not playing this one.
Yeah.
Takes all the fun out of it.
You know what? I'm going to stay home and rehab even. Yeah. Is it in Denver?
It's in Denver.
Yeah, I'm going to stay home and rehab.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Real quick, other side, the Falcons. Some people are freaking out about Kirk Cousins' performance, and some people are like, whatever. Like, head coach came out and said he's just knocking rust off. It is what it is. For me, what I saw anyway on his two picks, he was hit both times, getting hit as he threw the ball both times. That's going to take meat. Wow. I mean, I guess it's going to take meat off the ball. You know what I mean? He's not going to quite get it all the way out there, but he still didn't look comfortable. And I bring up what you were saying.
Yeah, I mean,
that was really interesting.
I saw something that was on Twitter, and they were talking about how when Kirk was at Washington and when he was at the Vikings, he has a staggered stance. So his left foot's back when he's taking the snap. And then this week he was more in the pistol with the Falcons, and he has a square stance. So his left foot and his right foot obviously are shoulder to shoulder, and then you have to be viable to make that handoff. But what they were saying was, as he's driving off that back foot when you throw, right? Because you can't just – he ain't going to do the arm throwing like Patty does off his left foot in the air kind of throwing.
He ain't doing that.
So his drive, like the one he threw in the dirt, you could see that he's not pushing off that back foot. Yeah. So you're wondering whether or not his right Achilles – if he's healthy.
Or he just doesn't trust it.
And that's the other thing.
Which could be a thing.
I think it's more that than it's still injured.
Or is it a scheme thing? Or is it like, can Kirk play in the pistol?
I agree. I thought they looked really funky on it. And guess actually how many times, because Bijan Robinson had a decent game.
Yeah.
You know, like he looked like he was a threat. Okay. You know, I wouldn't say he had the best game ever, but like he looked like a threat. And the Steelers, first of all, I think that TJ Watt won the game for the Steelers by far.
And
he will.
Yep.
You know, so, but guess how many times the Falcons ran play action?
Zero?
That is correct.
No way.
Zero play actions the whole game. So you have one of the best running backs in the NFL, and you run play actions zero times.
One of the
times.
Better play action quarterbacks in the NFL, I'd say
that's
as well.
So so that's where that pistol concept comes up, you know, and he looked really uncomfortable. And a lot of those handoffs, he just like, it was like a half step weird on it a few times I saw on the tape. So
I got to go back and see that one a little bit closer.
Yeah. And then on that one throw you're talking about when he throws right in the dirt, he just, it's like he planted and then started going forward. And then when his weight was already transitioning, that's when he,
that's how you get
but
the
both
nose
of his
dive.
Picks, I also thought too, were like, he was like on option four, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to throw it.
Oh,
you
for
know?
Sure,
and then
for
he,
sure.
The
for
old
sure.
Kirk that we hate, you
yeah,
know,
sure.
was those interceptions. Sure. So,
but he doesn't have JJ to throw it to now. Right?
That is true.
Yeah,
and the Falcons, sure. Who's their second receiver?
Kyle Pitts. Or is he one? Is Kyle Pitts one?
Well, Pitts in London, and then you have
I guess
McCloud.
Ray. Yeah, I guess yeah, Ray. Well, Darnell Mooney, I'd probably count that him as their second receiver who didn't do anything.
But has Darnell Mooney ever proven that he can be a viable
yeah.
piece?
Number two option? Yeah, I think so. I think he can be a number two option. Number one? No way. And
I think
he was
he's
the Bears'
two.
Number one
I think
option,
he's a two. But they didn't stretch the field at all. That's back to the play action. They did not stretch the, you know, at all. And Steelers were just coming hard. Yeah. And I was really impressed with the Steelers' defense on tape. They were just flying all over the Mike Tomlin.
Jay.
I was really impressed with
TJ Watt going to come up and smack Lamar Jackson.
That's not uncommon.
Not uncommon.
It'll happen.
It will.
So, real quick, we won't go through every game again. Just to determine who picked what or whatever. But Rob took it away for week one, 4-1, his only loss coming when he decided to pick the Ravens to beat the Chiefs.
And what that a, was a close a game. It
was.
Came down to a toe.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll let him have it.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Who said that? You said that.
Patrick Mahomes said that at his press conference at the end of the game.
I mean, it's kind of like a thing to say, but at the same time, is he wrong though? What if he did wear white shoes? That makes it harder.
Yes, it certainly does. It's going to add fuel to the fire of that rivalry. I think it's going to make next time they see each other that much more interesting.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, sure.
I agree with that.
Hopefully absolutely. Looking forward to seeing that again in the playoffs, but wouldn't mind not seeing it if it means that the Chiefs are out. So.
I bet. So Jake and I also went 3-2 on the week.
That's right.
Hey, that's over a 500, right?
That's right.
Better than 500, so which we couldn't have gone anyway because it's a 5-game slate. Math. Matt went 0-0, so that's my bad. I didn't get him the games, but I'm going to continue getting all of our guests the games so they can continue, and we'll see if they can beat Rob since he's a genius. And we'll just keep track of that throughout the season.
Just on Mondays, I'm a genius.
Elite football.
Just on Mondays.
Well, good thing it's a Tuesday. Good thing we're picking today. So, with that wraps our game recap for our week one recap, I suppose. And to start off tent talk, of course, we're going to go ahead and start with injuries. J Love, we already mentioned him, MCL sprain. Still questionable, I think, at the moment for week two. I think if that last play of the Packer game told us any indication, you got to have him. Not even an option. You got to have Jordan Love out there over Malik Willis.
Yeah, it's just it's a whole different team, especially with all those skilled receivers.
Yeah.
And that. Yeah, they're not the same team. And, you know, whether it's
I think
4
that's
weeks,
why they
6 weeks.
Told us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, you know. That'll be an interesting number to hear.
Or does he go out if it's a really low-grade sprain? They're saying he could play with a knee brace. Is that worth it for the Packers right now, this early in the season? Or should they let him get a little bit of rest on it, at least for 1 week? They play the Colts this week.
I think for their long-term success, not just for this year, but like for like ongoing, they should just let him rest. Just like take your lumps now with Malik Willis. And I don't know why NFL GMs haven't figured this out from last year. The increase in like quarterback injuries year after year, like your backup quarterback matters.
Oh yeah.
Why are GMs,
especially last season?
Yeah. Why are so many GMs putting in like first like rookies and second year, third year like quarterbacks that don't have experience? You saw with the Browns when Deshaun Watson went down, they brought in Joe Flacco, former Ravens Super Bowl champ, right? And
get that in there.
And he carried the Browns into the playoffs because of that. So, well, yeah.
Former Ravens Super Bowl champ. But it's a great point. It's right. a great point. You saw, and it's kind of what the Packers have done over the years with, I mean, when they got Brett Favre, he didn't start right away either.
Yeah.
Because they got him from Atlanta. I don't think he came in and started right away.
No.
Aaron Rodgers sat for longer than Favre did, but Rodgers sat, Love sat, and now they might have found themselves another franchise quarterback. So I don't know, to be seen on that, on the franchise part, but he's looking good. Got to have him. Don't risk it.
Big loss. Big loss.
Or you go out and get Tannehill.
Yeah.
Oh, he is still out
there. Yeah, he's probably the one that that's out there.
That's viable.
You could feel
he can hand the ball off.
Yeah.
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 And Josh Jacobs 25 times.
Yeah, he's a play action quarterback.
Yeah. LaFleur's calling up the Raiders right now. Like, what plays did you run, Josh Jacobs? How many times?
Yeah.
We gotta get that.
ISO.
Yeah. Staying on running backs, Kenneth Walker, some sort of abdominal deal going on. He's day to day at the moment. Poor fella. He's been having issues ever since he hit the league. Could be a game changer, but he just can't stay healthy. CMC with an Achilles tendonitis. That was kind of a surprise miss on this game. He could miss this week's game. Let's hope he does.
Or not.
I don't want to. Well, true. With Mason.
Running 28 times for 144, 170, whatever it was.
I don't think they're running that many times with the Vikings, though. Well, we'll see. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
You got to bring your necklace next week.
I will.
We got to show that out. Jordan Addison. Wait, is this Jordan Addison we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't even know that. Out with an ankle injury.
Yeah.
That blows. Like, he's officially out.
It could be up to a few weeks that they haven't really.
Was it a high ankle sprain or something?
I don't know if they've ever. It's just that same ankle that he hurt earlier in this thing re-aggravated it. To what degree? I don't think they've really came.
So that'll be Jalen Naylor and who? Powell then?
Or Sheffield Jr. from
Sheffield. Yeah.
Because Jackson's still out, I believe. He was out for last game anyways. Tristan
Jackson. Yeah.
Yep. So that hurts. And then also with Hockenson out, that's
still have him gone.
Nope.
Yeah, Oliver came up with a decent catch, but he drops his fair share too.
Johnny
does not run the best routes either, but it is what it is.
Blocking tight end.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Panthers, Pro Bowl D lineman Derek Brown done for the season with a meniscus injury. I didn't really want to mention it that much because it's the Panthers and they're probably going to be bottom of the barrel, but it just makes them worse.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Can't be losing pieces.
There was some tickets sold, a pair of tickets for the next game, $1.80.
For the Carolina Panthers?
For Carolina at home.
Oh, man, how much is a flight? I can check that stadium off my list really easy.
Yeah, you would.
So, like, that's a sad, you know, that they're just down another talent piece on a less talented team.
So, not much talent left. But Russell Wilson, we've already talked about Russell Wilson. Is he officially out, you said?
Yeah,
officially out. Puka Nacua. Also week to week, essentially, but he is on IR, which means he's going to miss a minimum of 4 games. Another guy you got to have out there now, at least Cooper Kupp's healthy as far as we know at the moment.
He looked nice when he missed 21 targets.
He looked great.
Hey, and don't discredit the Minnesota native Tyler Johnson, man. Out of Minneapolis,
he ended up with the Rams right now?
When Puka went out, he actually... I think he had his longest catch in his NFL career last game.
Good for him.
I think he had 79 yards.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's a Super Bowl champion.
Never forget.
Hey, if you want Tyler Johnson memorabilia, locally, I'm your guy. Got too much of it. Anyway, but no, good for him. I actually didn't even know he played for the Rams. Last I knew, he was on the Texans and things weren't working out there. But
practice squad and then here and there. But sweet.
I'm glad he's getting an opportunity. I'm going to pay attention to the
Rams. Hometown boy.
Pay attention to the Rams now. We have no news this week, really. Week one, nothing really crazy happened. Oh, that's right. News was Tyreek.
Tyreek Hill, moving on.
So moving on from that. Good call, Jake. Let's head right into our bonehead move of the week. All right, and if you've been with us since the beginning of time, the beginning of Banner the Boys time for NFL shows, obviously you know that Bonehead, the move of the week is kind of my deal. That's my little baby, my little love child. But Rob actually came up with a great Bonehead move of the week, and I think it's awesome. Rob, why don't you lay it on us?
Yeah, it's all about the California football teams. And
great, we just lost 2 subscribers.
Well, if they're into MMA, they're going to love this. But just the constant fighting amongst the fans. I saw at least 5 to 10 different Twitter videos of just people getting after each other in the stands over a football game. And that's
a game that they have no personal stake in. I mean, yeah. We've been Viking fans for our life. Were we disappointed in 2009? Yeah. We didn't go out and start punching people. I'm sure some people did. But most of us didn't go out and start punching people about it. Yeah. But you're right. It's just like, it's almost like a weekly occurrence for a California football game.
Yeah. It's, man, the Raiders, the Chargers, definitely for sure.
Still.
49ers fans. I'm going to call the Raiders the California team because most of their fans are from California still.
Sure.
So just in general, for some reason, there was a lot of videos. And it's not even this year that I've seen it. It's just, I don't know what it is.
No, you're right. It's been a thing at least for the last like 10 years, but it seems to be getting worse, and it seems to be more and more California. Yeah. I've seen some Philly stuff. I've seen some Buffalo Bills stuff, actually. Usually that's pregame.
Yeah.
Usually it's with themselves and whatever.
But it's like Charger fans against Charger fans. It's not even like they're fighting the other team. They're like fighting within, which is even worse.
It must just be a California thing.
That hot weather must get
me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Just short tempers or something going on.
If I was a Chargers fan, I'd still be upset over just being a Chargers fan.
Whoa.
We should be in San Diego.
I'm down.
Jack Murphy Stadium.
I am. Chargers are my AFC team, my number two.
Ooh, we learned something new from you.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, man. LaDainian Tomlinson did that to me in my childhood.
So that's, you love J.K. Dobbins now then, huh?
I'm actually a big fan of that move. We're not going to go too far in on it. I'm actually a big fan of that
move. He had a good game.
He's still got potential.
Yeah.
But another one, you know, injury history. You know, not very good.
Bonehead, stop doing that. Enjoy the game. Go home. Watch the second set of the games. Calm down.
And then go punch your garage wall if you got to hit somebody.
There you go. Get a speed bag or something.
With that, let's head into next week's 5-game slate. And to go ahead and start off our week 2 5-game slate, we are in week 2 already of the NFL. The Bills heading into Miami, where Miami is favored by 2.5. What do we think about that? What do we got? What do we think, Matt? Why don't you take us away there for Bills Dolphins? Say a little tidbit and then, you know, give us what you think is taking that thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little biased because, you know, my wife's a Buffalo Bills fan for some reason.
Your wife is a Bills fan?
I mean,
Bills Mafia represent.
He's a pretty man, all right?
He's a pretty man.
You guys got a picture of Josh Allen on the wall yet?
Yeah, I bought her a jersey 1 year, you know?
Did she wear it on Sundays?
No.
That's what I was thinking.
if we break it down, I mean, I don't hate Buffalo. They've always been that one team that the Chiefs and Buffalo are kind of going at it. I think Miami, I think they're good. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, think Buffalo can take this.
Buffalo takes it for you?
I think so.
Fair enough. Yeah. And regular season Buffalo is always a good bet.
For the most part,
that game last year against the Vikes was wild, but for the most part, regular season Buffalo is usually a safe bet.
Absolutely.
But Buffalo at Lions or at Dolphins, you're taking Buff.
I mean, I'm biased. I mean, you break it down. I think Miami's roster might be better, but Josh Allen threw 4 touchdowns for what, almost 300 yards, and we got Curtis Samuel, Keenan Coleman, Dalton Kincaid, who didn't do anything.
One catch.
Exactly.
2 yards.
He used my fantasy tight end last year.
Yeah. I mean, he could finally use him, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, Buffalo.
Fair enough.
The locks have not been changed at your house. So
no. I said Buffalo.
Well, and this won't get released right away, so you'll be able to get home tonight. Yeah. Before they do. Jake, Buffalo traveling to Miami.
Buffalo is traveling on a short week. Thursday games are always ugly.
They are.
Dolphins have speed, and Josh Allen is the only offense that the Bills have. I take Dolphins.
Dolphins.
You're going with the Dolphins.
The Fins.
I'm going the opposite direction. Achane is hurt.
Is he?
Yeah, he messed with a hip. I think he walked off the field late in that game. And
I did not see that.
So, and Mostert was not effective at all. That whole Dolphins offense kind of struggled. Hill had a long touchdown. But other than that, that offense struggled most of the day.
So the end, they battled back into it at the end.
True, I'm not saying it wasn't a good game, but it wasn't that high power Dolphins offense that we're talking about.
Yeah,
let's talk about all this speed and how unstoppable. Well, they weren't. They were stopped most of the game last week. So I'm going with Buffalo. I just got a weird vibe, like Josh Allen. I think they're working the weapons in with Coleman and who's the other receiver? Starts with S.
Curtis Samuel.
No, and the other one, Shakir.
Isaiah Shakir.
Yes, and
slot guy.
Two tight ends. James Cook looked really nice,
he did look good running the ball. He did look good.
So I got a feeling the Bills are going to go down to Miami and take this one.
Love it.
Wow. Okay, fair enough. I got to go with we still have injuries defensively, but I'm going with the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins can take this at home. For me, they still have Jaylen Waddle, too. It's not just all about Tyreek on that offense. They got to get everybody involved. I think last week was kind of like, I mean, for most teams, right? You can't use the same excuse for everybody. Oh, knocking the rust off, right? But the way they battled back and stayed in that game last week against the Jaguars and then ended up pulling out the win, I don't know. That's enough for me. I think Buffalo's a little bit more gritty, but I think the Dolphins come away with the win.
Yeah, it's another division game.
That's
right
a tough
now.
Game.
Another
a tough
on game. The spread it's 2.5 Miami.
Right.
So at home, so Vegas has got it, you know, almost a pick 'em.
Mm-hmm. Right, pretty much. Moving right along, we have Indianapolis going to Lambeau to play the Packers. Indianapolis right now favored it. By 3.5 And that's got to be something to do with Jordan Love's.
For sure it does.
Questionability, you know. Is that a word, questionability?
It is tonight. Sure.
It was.
Obviously, there you go.
Just happened. If Jordan Love plays, that could change. That's a tough one. Since I went last and listened to all your takes, so I can't steal your picks, I'll go first on this one. Dang, that's tough.
Who'd you go last? You went Dolphins.
Yeah, I went
sorry,
Fins.
Stop listening.
I went
you
Fins.
Dolphins.
That's fine. Most people don't listen when I talk. Dang, that's tough. Why did I pick myself to go first on this one?
You did it.
I think I got to go Colts just for the uncertainty of Jordan Love. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Colts didn't look that bad last week. Anthony Richardson, again, for me, still needs to protect his body a little bit better. Coming off an L, they'll be ready to play. Yeah, I got to go Colts.
I think it should go back to Rob now since
we're snaking.
Well.
We can
might
reverse
as well.
The flow.
We'll go snake.
Know,
yeah,
like
we'll
Uno.
Go snake. We'll go snake.
Like Uno in reverse.
Yeah.
I am going with Colts too, just because of the Jordan Love factor. Otherwise, I would go if Jordan Love was playing fully healthy. I would definitely go Packers at home.
Too.
So
watch he'll play on
Colts
Sunday.
Defense is pretty solid little group there. They played pretty well last week. I'm trying to think who they even played.
Texans.
So, and that was a tough, very tight game. But did you guys see that throw that Richardson threw to that touchdown pass to, I think it was Alex Pierce?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Like he
just
slipped,
aired that thing out.
That was like a 60-yard dime.
In the air. 60 yards. That was ridiculous. That place was rocking, too.
That guy's arm talent is amazing. Still needs to work on. He still has that Justin Fields effect. First option, got to go to the second option. Can't bring your eyes down and just be running to be an NFL quarterback because he did take a couple big hits.
There was one questionable
whether it was, you know, personal foul. He got thrown down so hard. But the boy, he's a big boy and he can move and he's got a gun. So with Jonathan Taylor still as running back, still establishing with that
wearing
good
the
offensive line.
Cap. Yep.
Yeah.
Love
so
it.
I'm going Colts.
I think you're stealing my notes. So I'm taking the Colts. First reason, no Jordan Love. I mean, that's the biggest one. I expect to see a lot more Jonathan Taylor this week than last week. And that Colts defense was, even though the L, as you pointed out, they're pretty stout and they were all over CJ Stroud.
Yep.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to ride the train. We're going Colts over Packers. I mean, as a biased Vikings fan, I'd love to see the Packers lose. But going on to it, I think Anthony Richardson's still got a lot to prove, especially after getting injured last year. But seeing what I saw from him, I think he can still carry a win over a hurt Packers team. The defense was good, and I think Michael Pittman still needs to show. Don't think they really got him in that look. And even Jonathan Taylor, when Anthony Richardson outrushes your running back, right, you're going to have to feed the rock to him this week, especially against that Packers D. And then, Michael Pittman. And then they got, what is it, Adonai Mitchell? I think he didn't get Adonai a lot Mitchell, of he yeah. didn't get a lot of looks, but I mean, last year I think he shined out.
He did.
So, right. Skol Vikings, boo Packers.
Skol Vikings.
Yeah, I like it.
Got it. And my bad, Kev, I went out of order, the order that I had just created right before we did this. So I went out of order. The next game was supposed to be Bucks at Lions. Mm. So Lions are favored by 7. They're at home in Detroit. Oh, that's right.
That goes
we're
to
snaking.
Me, right?
We're snaking. Yeah.
Here we go.
Put you on the seat here.
I like the Bucks, but you really can't discredit the Lions. Even though they're an NFC North team, I think Dan Campbell's done a really awesome job with those Lions. Amon-Ra towards the end of that game really kind of wasn't there, but you look at David Montgomery, who put the team on his back and just carried him down the field. They've just got too many weapons. Laporta, Goff's looking like that was a great trade between Stafford and Goff. Lions it is.
Jake.
Yeah.
Bucks at Lions.
I'm taking Lions. Jameson Williams had his coming out party.
He did.
So now you have a legitimate number two next to Amon-Ra. You still have Laporta and that two-headed beast of a backfield for Detroit, and arguably the best offensive line in football.
Mm-hmm.
Those Lions, that old line was just pushing the Rams back again and again. I don't think the Bucks, as good as their run defense has been historically the last couple of years, I don't think they'll be able to handle it. So Lions.
Fair enough.
The old thunder and lightning is get the best advantage. This one was tough for me. I really wanted to go Tampa Bay. I was just looking at the odds. 7. That's a big spread right there. So, but I'm going to go with the Lions. I think they'll establish the running game. They have too many weapons. Defense good enough. They play a lot more zone, I believe. So, which will take more Mike Evans out of it, and it'll be a lot more Chris Godwin's. He's more typical the zone finder on that team. And when you get games where Evans is not involved, that's how I feel that offense slows down a little bit. So, and did they establish a running game against that Lions D to stay in it? So, but I'm still going to go with the Lions. I just think overall they have better talent. It's at home. That place can be rocking. So, sadly, I think the Lions are going to win another one.
Yeah. No, I really don't want to have two sets of games and we're all picking the same team, but it's hard to bet against the NFC North for me. Like, I know we watch the Lions, we watch the Bears, we watch the Packers more than we'd like to, because that's who the heck we're playing. They've done a lot to get to where they are. They're at an elite level right now. I mean, they could make a run for the NFC Championship at the least. So I got to go Lions too, which is tough. I also wanted to go Tampa Bay. I like Baker Mayfield. I do like their defense a lot, but I just don't think it'll be enough this week. Later in the season, this is a harder pick. I think if they're seasoned, mm-hmm. I still mm-hmm. think the Bucs are going to win their division. I think if we're in week 12, 13, 14, I think this is a harder pick for me. And I might go Tampa Bay based on what's happened to that point, but.
Played the Commanders last week too. And mm-hmm. Most of the game, I felt like Tampa had that thing controlled. So, and
not a true test.
True. And Rashid White averaged 2.1 yards a carry as the leading running back for that team, which against the Lions D. That's
Aiden Hutchinson.
Is going to be a tough one. Even though Tampa's got some good tackles.
Oh, they do.
Did you see who did the Lions play last week?
Rams.
Yeah. So did you see when their left tackle went down? How Hutchinson was just dominating the backup. It was every play.
It was the third stringer.
That was the third stringer? Yeah, is that what it was?
The Rams are missing both of their tackles going into that game.
Oh, my God.
And then the left tackle got hurt, so it was a third stringer.
Dude, he ate that third stringer up.
I know. Someone should make a sign for Lost Puppy.
Oh, man. It was bad. It was bad. It was that bad. Going into our fourth game. And we'll just go back to normal, how we did it before, Vikings game, Packer game, and then our other three. I don't know why I tried to change it up this time. But fourth game is going to be San Francisco traveling to Minnesota. We got to find a way to get to this game because it's going to be rocking in there. I got to pick first,
Yep.
Well, I'm going Vikes. Go Vikes. It is what it is. It's going to be a tough game, though. Truly, it's going to be a tough game. I think we could absolutely lose this game? Yeah, for sure. For sure, especially with how hard the Niners came out last week. I mean, that should scare us, and it does. I think offensively, I'm not as concerned. It sucks not having Jordan Addison, though. That's going to be a big loss for us, but we kept six receivers for a reason, so we'll see what happens. In that regard, defensively, it's going to be tough. I think if CMC doesn't play, now we got to deal with Mason. Is he a one-hit wonder? Nobody knows. It's going to be a tough game, but Skull Vikes.
Yeah, I mean, I'd want to pick my Vikings on this one, but...
For the sake of the pick, you're not going to?
I'm going 49ers on this one. Just
unbelievable.
I mean, it's going to be a tough game.
It's not even a Vikes, man.
I mean, I could say we're going to go 17-0.
Yes, we are.
So. But I think it's going to be tough. The chance, I think, let me play this in a scenario where the Vikings could win. If they can turn over Purdy, like they played him last year, they got two picks on him last year. And last year's game, yes, we were missing Addison this game, but last game we were also missing Justin Jefferson.
Sure, fair enough.
You know, so would I rather have Justin than Addison? Yes. But the key thing that we're missing is TJ Hockenson. The guy had 11 catches against him, and I thought he was the game changer for third down conversions last year that kept us in the game a lot. And Purdy made a couple of mistakes, and I think Christian McCaffrey had a fumble early in that game last year too. Just kept us in the game. So, but I still got to go 49ers.
We also had no rushing game last year.
No, we didn't. Yeah, I mean, Cam Akers led last that game with 10 carries, 31. Madison had 8 for 39. Mm. You know, so.
Could be different. Aaron Jones is our new X factor instead of Hockenson this game. Again, for the second game in a row, Aaron Jones could be the X factor.
But some guys are going to have to step up and keep the game close like they did last year to win it. You know, a couple of fluky plays. Remember that Addison play with a pick? Stole it. 80-yard touchdown the other way. You know, it's just stuff like that kind of happened last year that, you know, kept us in the game, and we ended up finding a way to win. I was actually at that game last year.
Really?
Yeah. It was Monday night or Sunday night. Yeah. It was pretty.
Fire up.
Yeah. Fired up. But sadly, I got to go Niners on this one.
Unbelievable. Jake, let's just move on from Rob.
All right.
I know you're going 49ers, too. I already see it in your face.
Yeah. Kind of talked about it a little bit before. I do think it's going to be a close game, so I'm not counting the Vikings out of it. But Sam Darnold was in San Francisco last year under Shanahan, so I'm sure he knows some things that they'll be able to scheme against him. And it's going to come down to which quarterback doesn't make the mistake last and late.
I like it.
I like that.
So 49ers.
Niners. Oh, unbelievable.
It's my turn then, huh? It's no surprise that I will pick the Vikings to win this game.
Boy,
win
it.
I will not. It's always Vikes. I liked your take. I was going to go off the same thing. I think with Sam Darnold actually succeeding for once in an offense in San Francisco, I think he really, really took to it, especially with, you know, O'Connell kind of coming from that same tree. Mm. I think that benefited us last year going into it. So I think we can key off that. Aaron Jones having to be a hot take and do something with it. I truly think that the Vikings, with the defense that I saw, is going to give them a better look than that Packers team that they played. They played the Packers, right? Did I mess that up? No.
Who?
Jets.
The 49ers. The Jets. Well, I think Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so that's same thing. Same thing, Aaron Rodgers, whatever. They're green. But I truly think that the Vikings defense is going to give him a harder look, especially with Brock Purdy being the quarterback that he is. I think defense wins us that game. I think Sam Darnold wins us that game because he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Sam Darnie.
And I think him just being able to have that background with San Francisco
plays a big factor.
I'm just, yeah, man. Maybe we can shut down Mason. And then they just have to run Debo, and who knows?
Which is not a good thing either.
Well, it depends. Depends
what, what team you're cheering for. Yeah. Because Debo didn't play against us last year.
Correct. And I think he was a little banged up last year too. So I don't know if that has anything to do going in this year. Ayuk looked okay.
He looked rusty. He had that drop in the corner.
That diving catch.
And then the Mannings were making fun of him.
That's good TV.
The Manning cast.
The Manning cast.
They're like, get in camp.
Let's go Vikes, man. Let's go.
Let's go Vikes.
I hope I'm wrong.
Last but not least, I don't know if we really want to make the Chiefs game of the week again on Banner with the Boys. Bills Dolphins kind of make a case for that. But Bengals going to Kansas City. Kansas City favored by 6 at the moment today. Thank God it's not my pick first.
Oh, it's
right
me.
Back at you, fam.
Oh, yeah. The snake, fire up. All right, here we go.
Fire up.
This one is tough for me. When, like, if you go on paper, like, who should win? You would assume the Chiefs, and you should pick the Chiefs. Let's give the Bengals a shot. Let's give them a shot. I'm gonna pick the Bengals. I don't think Jamar Chase really got his full shine. I don't think T. Higgins got his full shine. Burrow with his slim shady hair might be able to beat Patty. I think the one thing that concerns me with the Bengals is their running game. You got Zach Moss. You got who's that other guy? Blake. No,
Brown.
It's not
Chase Brown.
Chase Brown. I think that scares me. But I mean, when you run a 2 backfield, you really can't account for both of them. You have to scheme for one.
We're scheming for both this week, right? Kennedy?
We're scheming for both. I think the Bengals can pull a fast one on them. And I just like seeing the Chiefs lose. So that's what
I do too.
That's what I'm just gonna roll with. Yeah, just see the Chiefs lose. Go Bengals. What's their slogan? Is that who dat? Is that what it is?
No.
Who dat?
No, who dat is Saints.
I don't care.
Who day?
Who day?
Is Bengals. Who day?
They're both dumb.
Write that down.
Yeah, they're both
Gavin.
So hopefully he
lost another sub.
Lost another one. I'm sorry.
Jake. Bengals at Chiefs. Two of your favorite teams.
Yeah, two of my favorite teams. Can this be a tie? Can I pick a tie?
No.
Yes.
No.
Why can't that be?
Why can't that be a
We're
thing?
We're not making any more amendments to rules. We already made an amendment to a rule in the F1 podcast earlier.
It's just an easy loss for us. It makes our records look better.
Yeah. Tough. I agree with your thoughts. The Bengals offense looked out of sync. Mm-hmm. They missed Joe Mixon. That running game was not great. But out of the gates, the Chiefs just on Thursday night against the Ravens seemed and looked and felt like they had and knew what they were doing. And I think they're going to continue that role. So unfortunately, since I can't pick a tie, I'm going to take Chiefs.
Chiefs for Jake.
I am going down the exact same path as that last take. Joe Mixon is a huge loss for him. The running game, and Mixon looked awesome down in Houston.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He looked quick. He was pounding the hole. And so the Chiefs just think have too much for him. I think with Chase out of training camp, they're not in sync. He had 6 catches on 6 targets. They just never got anything established that whole game. And then they lost to the New England Patriots, which we considered probably one of the 5 worst teams in the league, but they got it done. Probably. So with that non-confidence of the Bengals right now going into that game, I'm going Chiefs all day long.
Chiefs for Rob. I'm keeping that same train too. I got to go Chiefs. Chiefs at home. They did enough to beat the Ravens. I think if that game had one more quarter, I'm not sure. I don't know if the Chiefs ran out of steam, if they were just trying to keep everything in front of them at the end of the game and were just failing at that. I don't know. They do make me a little nervous, but I still am confident that they're going for their three-peat, which means I got to take Chiefs at home against the Bengals for sure.
So, fun fact for those that were watching that game, if that touchdown stood, Harbaugh was going to go for two.
Yeah, he was holding up two immediately.
He didn't want no part of Patrick Mahomes in overtime.
They would have got it.
And I 100% would have agreed with that decision.
They would have got it. I'd imagine it would have been some sort of Lamar Jackson option. Put the ball in his hands, let him make the decision whether to pull it or keep it.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they win.
Yeah,
I think they would have won.
They probably have like 22-point conversion plays set up for Lamar in that scenario. And
likely he's just got to have smaller feet.
Yeah.
Smaller feet or white shoes.
Or
white shoes. With that, unless you guys have any parting thoughts that you have to get out right now, right this second, nothing.
No, it's football's back. This is the last part. I love it.
Football is back. That wraps our week one recap, kind of our week two preview on Gridiron Updates. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, whether it's YouTube, where are we, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to the banter, and we'll see you next week.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.